The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Radio Southland News.
Kia ora, it's Bailey, and welcome to Radio Southland's Community News. The Alpha Omega Weight Loss Group meets tonight at 6pm in the Church Hall on Palmer Street. For more information, contact Fran on 212 8626. The Repco Next Gen NZ Championship heads to Ascot Park Hotel, Teretonga Park International on Saturday and Sunday 24th and 25th of January, with racing from 8am Saturday through to 5pm Sunday. Round 4 features top tier categories including Toyota, Formula Regional Oceania, GR86 GT New Zealand, TA2 and Formula Ford. Tickets are $39 Saturday, $49 Sunday or $79 for the weekend, with kids under 16 free. Pre-book to save as prices are higher on the day. For details and tickets, visit teretonga.org.nz. The Edendale Crank Up returns on Saturday 31st and Sunday 1st of February at the Edendale Vintage Machinery Club. Festivities begin with a street parade on Friday, January 30th at 7pm, followed by a full weekend of family-friendly entertainment including vintage machinery displays, steam engines, parades, craft stalls, food and children's activities. This year's feature celebrate Massey Ferguson and 60 years of Toyota in New Zealand. Entry is $20 for adults and children under 16 are free. The Bertman Road Challenge returns to Southland from Wednesday 4th to Sunday 8th of February, celebrating the life and legacy of Bertman Road with 5 action-packed days of motorsport. Events include the Southland Honda Track Day at Teretonga Park, 8:30 Wednesday 4th of Feb, the Bertman Road Rally at Ariti Park Otatara, 12pm Thursday 5th to Sunday 8th of Feb, with early camping from Wednesday 4th, the Star Inshore NZ Hill Climb Champs on Flagstaff Road, Bluff, 10am Thursday 5th of Feb, Indian Motorcycle Twilight Drag Racing at Teretonga Park, 6pm Thursday 5th of Feb, E. Hayes and Sons Beach Racing and NZ Champs at Ariti Beach, 10am Friday 6th of Feb, Super Seller Shelley Speedway at Ariti Park Speedway, 3pm Saturday 7th of Feb, and E. Hayes and Sons Teretonga Sprint Races and Star Inshore NZ Superbike Champs at Teretonga Park, 9am Friday 6th through Sunday 8th Feb, with practice qualifying on Friday. The Niagara Falls Bluegrass Festival returns on Friday 6th and Saturday 7th of February at the Niagara Falls Cafe, located on the Niagara Wakawa Road in the heart of the Catlins. Musicians from across New Zealand will gather for a relaxed weekend of bluegrass and roots music in the scenic setting, just 10 kilometres from Curio Bay along the Southern Scenic Route. Camping is available on site with ticket prices to be confirmed. The Southern Field Days returns to Waimumu from Wednesday 11th to Friday 13th of February, running daily from 9am to 5pm at 575 Waimumu Road, Gore. This major rural event will feature hundreds of exhibitors from around the country showcasing the latest in farming machinery, technology and innovation, alongside a range of engaging events and activities for all ages. For more info, visit southernfielddays.co.nz. Distilled NZ is coming to Queen's Park in Invercargill on Saturday, February 21st from 1pm to 7pm. This new premium spirits, food and live music festival will showcase some of New Zealand's finest distilleries, curated food vendors and standout live music lineup including Gin Wigmore, The Butlers and Jackie Bristow, with more acts to be announced. General admission tickets start from $70 with VIP tickets available and can be purchased at distillednz.co.nz. On the Fly Matoda River Festival is happening on Sunday, February 22nd from 12 noon to 4pm at River Terrace in Gore. This free, family-friendly event celebrates fly fishing, the Matoda River and Gore's title as the world's capital of brown trout fishing. Expect food vendors, fly fishing guides and enthusiasts, local artists, free kids activities and a great atmosphere on the riverbank. Dogs are welcome but must be on a leash at all times unless in the river. The Southland AMP Friday Night Market returns on Friday, March 6th from 5 till 8pm at Donovan Park on Bainfield Road in Invercargill. Entry is by gold coin for adults with children free. The market is the perfect lead-in to show day taking place the following day, Saturday, March 7th from 9am to 4pm at Donovan Park. The Gore Kids Hub, Ride and Slide and Colour Run is happening on Saturday, March 7th from 9:30am at the Gore Kids Hub, 13 Wayland Street. This family-friendly event features a mini triathlon for children aged 2 to 8, followed by a colour run for the whole whānau with an open day at the hub. Entry is $10 per person or $30 per family, 2 adults and 2 children. The Gore AMP Show celebrates its 143rd year on Saturday, February 7th from 9am to 4pm at 9 Bury Street, Gore. Held over Waitangi weekend, the show features a full day of rural fun with animals entertainment, fair rides, food stalls and plenty of fun for the kids. Entry is $15 for adults with free entry for those 16 and under. For updates and what's on, follow the Gore AMP Show on Facebook. The Mandible Fly-In and Steam Festival returns on Saturday and Sunday, February 21st and 22nd from 10am to 3pm at the Croydon Aviation Heritage Centre in Mandeville. Held to mark the anniversary of New Zealand's first cross-country flight, the weekend features aircraft flying displays, opportunities for scenic flights, Waimea Plains Railway steam rides, steam tractor engines, vehicle displays and heaps more. A gate fee applies, price to be confirmed, with car parking available beside the airfield. The Rock Orchestra by Candlelight comes to their Civic Theatre in Invercargill on Wednesday, March 11th at 8pm. Presented by Festival of the Dead, this 90-minute spectacle blends classical musicianship with iconic rock and metal anthems in an atmospheric candlelit setting. Featuring music from bands such as Metallica, AC/DC, Linkin Park, Guns N' Roses and heaps more. Tickets range from $74 to $143 and are available through Ticketek. The Southland Multicultural Food Festival returns on Saturday, March 21st from 10am to 4pm at ILT Stadium Southland. Entry is by gold coin donation with a wide range of international food stalls, cultural performances, music and family-friendly activities celebrating the diversity of Southland's communities. A relaxed all-ages days out featuring great food and free entertainment. Age Concern is on the lookout for some amazing individuals like you. They need volunteer visitors to share a little joy with their older friends who might be feeling a bit isolated. Imagine a cosy home visit, a stroll together, sharing a cuppa or just catching up. If you've got a spare hour each week, you can make a world of difference to someone in need of a bit of company. So, if you're up for lending an ear and some good company, Age Concern would love to hear from you. Reach out to Chris at Age Concern by calling 218 6351. If you've got a bit of free time and a fantastic reading voice, the Telephone Information Service for the Blind is looking for folks who can help with daily or weekly readings from the newspaper, and you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Interested? Get in touch with the Blind Foundation on 218 3927. Anyone interested in joining the Fovo Pearls Leisure Marching Group, please contact Diane Blair on 216 4962. If you have any queries about the information I've discussed, please get in touch with the relevant organisation. And if you need to double-check the phone numbers or email addresses I've mentioned, please go to radiosouthland.org.nz and click on the Contact Us tab for a text version of today's community news.
And now a rundown of regular events and services in our province. Invercargill Park Run is a free, weekly, timed 5-kilometre event held every Saturday from 8am. This has temporarily relocated to the Waihopai River Walkway, starting from the Queen's Drive end just opposite Thompson's Bush, while work continues at Queen's Park. Everyone's welcome to walk, jog, run or volunteer, and the temporary course will remain in place until February 2026. For updates, event details and bus information, visit their Facebook page. On Sundays from 9:30 till 1:30, the Southern Farmers Market is open at the old railway station. Just look for the market sign. You can enjoy foods, arts, crafts and produce in this popular market setting. It's a great place to sit down and have lunch with the family. The Loss and Grief Centre's Invercargill Drop-In Centre is open Monday to Friday 10 till 4. You can call or text 027 443 8788 or email lossandgriefcentre@gmail.com. The centre also provides services in Winton, Gore, Matata and Tiana. Visit their website lossandgriefcentre.com for more information. Do you binge eat, purge, starve or compulsively exercise? Wherever you are, whatever your problem with food, Addictive Eaters Anonymous can help. Visit aeainfo.org to find out more. Hearing Southland and their associated clinics in Leet Street are open and taking bookings by phone 214 9154. If you're elderly and need social support, access to help with meals or care services, then support is available from Age Concern. Meals are available to pick up and exercise classes are on. You're welcome to make an appointment to talk to someone, but please do wear a mask when you come in. They can also come to visit you. Give them a call 218 6351 or visit ageconcern.org.nz. And if you're concerned about a senior's safety, call the Elder Abuse Helpline for advice 0800 326 6865. Jubilee Budgeting Services are available online or by phone. Call 0800 Jubilee or text them on 027 Jubilee. You can go to their Facebook page for more information on what help they can provide. The Southland Community Law Centre in the Cuon Don Building in Don Street are available to help, but do phone ahead to make an appointment. 0800 55 0800. Their office hours are 9 till 4, Tuesday to Thursday. Mondays and Fridays are available, but by appointment only. The Invercargill Public Library is open 9 to 6 weekdays, 10 to 4 weekends, while the Bluff Library is open Monday to Friday, 9 till 5, and on Saturdays, 10 till 1. The archives in Invercargill are also open, but do call ahead to book 2111573. You can return all books through the slots. My book bag is still available for free contactless book delivery. Go to ilibrary.co.nz/mybookbag. Southland District Council area offices and libraries are open. Travelling library options are also available with the mobile book bus. And if you checked out their digital library options, to find out more, go to southlanddc.govt.nz and click on libraries or call them on 0800 732 542. Te Hikoi Museum in Riverton is open every day from 10 till 4. You can call them for more information on Riverton 234 8260 or visit their Facebook page. The Thornbury Vintage Tractor Museum focuses on Southland's rural heritage and local history. With an extensive collection of vintage farm machinery, it's a great Sunday drive visit. They're at 61 Foster Road in Thornbury, open Sundays 1:30 till 4:30 and entry is $5. But if you need to arrange a time to visit outside those hours, give Fraser a call 021-0385-196. The Ototo Gallery is open Tuesday to Sunday, 10 till 5 at 110 Main Street in Ototo. They've got a stunning collection of arts and crafts and a part of the Western Southland Arts Trail. Check out their Facebook page or phone 225-8638 for more information, and entry is free. The Southland Fire Museum is open Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays 11 till 4. They can also open for group bookings. Just give Les a call on 027 254 6464. The museum itself is on the corner of Jed and Spay Streets. Entry is by gold coin donation. Hewakatuia on the corner of Don and Kelvin Streets is open 10 to 5 Monday to Friday, 11 till 2:30 on weekends. It's a combined art and museum space and it's proud to celebrate everything Motuheku. Have a visit, explore their immersive exhibitions, and take the kids with you. Entry's free. The Awarua Communications Museum is open Sundays 1 till 4pm. Take a step into this unique part of our history, and you can view their collection of local and national communications memorabilia and enjoy some of their interactive exhibitions. Entry is cash only, $6 for adults, $3 for kids. The Bluff Maritime Museum is open Monday to Friday, 10 till 4. Lots of fascinating history to view, including fishing and sealing memorabilia, tours of an oyster boat, and information about this earliest European settled community, including shipwrecks in the challenging southern waters. Admission for adults is $5 and it's $1 for children. And the Eastern Southland Gallery is open 10 till 4:30 weekdays, 1 till 4 at the weekends. For more information on the gallery and the current exhibitions, check out esgallery.co.nz. If you're a community organisation or are hosting an event, then do get in touch with us. Call 218 9891, email admin@radiosouthland.org.nz, or go to the Contact Us form on our website.
Radio Southland, 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.